morning, everyone. What an awesome weekend this has been. Praise God. This is the Covenant Church of Thomason. Everyone here is always welcome. Any questions, check with your neighbor sitting in the pew. Any of us can be able to help you and get you directed where you need to go. Don't forget there is refreshments downstairs and coffee. And I think Gary has an announcement for us this morning. Praise the Lord. Go for it.
First of all, I want to thank you, everybody that pitched in yesterday. It turned out to be a really, really good event. And I want to say thank you to my board for everything you guys did. And then I hope we can do it again next year. It was really, really awesome. A lot of kids came through.
He said 80 kids. Okay. We weren't planning on 80 kids. It was awesome. It was awesome. Praise God. Now, I know before I make any other announcements, Lori has one for us.
Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful. Amen. Peggy.
Yes. And on Tuesday mornings, if you find that you would like to do some crafts, the Women's Light of the Town group will be here at 9 a.m. to do crafts for Light of the Town. But if that doesn't work out during the day, you could come out on Friday evening with Crafty Friday from now until Light of the Town. We're doing crafts specifically for Light of the Town. I have women felting ornaments, and they're coming out beautifully. So please come join us. We had a great crowd again. It was 10 people, 10 adults, 4 children, and if you want to learn to play guitar, Gary will be there this week, if I'm correct.
Glenn,
sorry,
Gary.
Not Gary.
Gary would be on the drums.
He might give you a drum lesson, I don't know. But yes, please come join us. You can bring whatever you want to craft. There are some things in the craft room that you can do, but if you want to felt, I'll show you how to felt.
Yes. Lori.
From 6 to 8, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, yes, yes. And we figured that out because Glenn was there Friday night making cookies.
Yes.
So that went over really, really, really well. We had great chat. It was a wonderful time. Come on Friday nights. I think we all may have had some different ideas, but we got great leadership, and there was great talk and great chatter and all in remembrance of the Lord. So let us sing.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, and all the earth rejoices, all the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. He trembles at his voice, he trembles at his.
Be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, has blessed us.
May God continue to bless us.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Lord God. You are our Abba, Father. You are so full of creation. You continue even now in all your works. You spoke the heavens. How awesome. We are just awestruck when we seek out the stars and we look into the heavens. They do sing back to us. They tell us of how deep your creation truly is. You are order in all the earth. Creation for your crowning jewel. You made it for us. Wow. We stand in awe of all that you have done, of your faithfulness, even as we struggle in ours. You have determined to bring us through, to be yours in your kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give you thanks and praise as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, found on page 168 in your pew Bibles. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you are to cross over the Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. Our next reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, found on page 844 of the Pew Bible. The Mission of the 70. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to your feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We're going to pray first, though. Yeah, yeah. Let us continue in our prayers and bring before God the concerns, the joys, the sorrows, those things that are on our hearts today and on our minds. We are thankful for your goodness, O God. Your care, your love, your compassion. Every day, and you are near. We can call upon your name. And though seasons change and the world wonders about a lot of things, you, Heavenly Father, never change. We praise you. We thank you. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Oh, Lord, there's so much that we can pray about, and we just want to leave it all in your hands, but help us to be faithful in our prayers and our service and caring for those you have placed along our path. So we continue to lift up in prayer today Herb and Rogine. It's great to have them here this morning, just following a procedure that Herb had recently. We pray your continued healing and protection. For Millie Cunningham with that second new knee replacement and in rehab and healing, just encourage her today. We just recently heard about Cynthia Doyle with ovarian cancer. Yes, we just pray for her, Lord. She's just so positive and knows this will be a testimony, a witness to the resurrection. But bless her today and be with her mom, Carolyn Stratman. We've been praying for Tom Stange's sister-in-law, Holly. Be with her. Continued prayers for Ann Ryan, the strengthening and walking and healing, and also for Lucille's father-in-law, Vic. Continued prayers. For Don Roix's father, Leslie, and mom, Rosalie. Thank you for going before them and just continued peace and comfort and wisdom. For Liz Butler's niece, Kelsey St. Germain, she is going to be deployed to Poland within days, the National Guard, for a year. Oh, give her family peace, and we pray your protection around her and the Guard members that she's with. Yes, and we pray for Maya, Glenn, and the girls, and little Evie will be born tomorrow. What a blessing, Lord. It's all in your hands. And for Elon Sagafi, who had a broken arm recently, and just be with her and mom and dad, Margaret and Jamie, and the siblings. Just encourage Elon today. And Lord, we just pray for transformation and for renewal by your word and spirit. Transform us, renew us. Awaken the world. Awaken your church, Lord, more and more. Stir our hearts to follow you, to partner with you, and to serve you every day. Oh, Lord, you've shown us so much. And we just can't wait to see what you're going to reveal and show us in the days ahead. Have your way, Lord. Here we are. We are your servants. We pray your blessing, your anointing, your healing touch upon each and every one here today. The burdens upon hearts and minds, Lord, we pray a release as we leave them with you, knowing that you will take care, you will provide peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
All over my life.
Wonderful song. Just to be singing that all day long, at least the refrain. Courage in people is like a tea bag. You never know the strength until they're in hot water. Think about that. Teddy Roosevelt said, it's not the critic who counts, not the person who points out where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the devotions, and spends himself or herself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, but at the worst at least fails while daring greatly. So that his or her place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory or defeat. Well, Joshua's about ready to be in some hot water, crossing over the Jordan. He's about to begin a valiant campaign. Moses, his mentor, is dead, the greatest leader of the Israelite people. Will Joshua step forward? Will he step into that call, this new role? Will the people respond to his leadership? Will they follow? Will they actually cross this Jordan River into a land flowing with milk and honey, yet filled with giants? Joshua's like the teabag. The people are like the teabag too. The water will begin to boil a bit as they get over. They got to trust God. Do they really trust God? Moses is dead, but they're called to move forward. Head into the land that I've promised you. Take up your inheritance. We're not told Joshua's mindset, but we do hear the Lord tell him three times with increasing intensity, be strong and courageous. Three times. Maybe Joshua was overwhelmed with fear, you think? A lot of uncertainty. Maybe he needed to hear the words up front so he could draw from them, to draw on them. He received the same word from the Lord at his commissioning, and three times. Genesis 31:23. Moses had shared the same words with the people of Israel, be strong and courageous. And then he shared them with Joshua, be strong and courageous. I think it's because I have a jacket on. Last time I had my robe on, it was crackling. And my jacket on, it's crackling. So let's see if that fits. Not yet. You know, Joshua had been ready to take the land 40 years ago. Pastor Ann preached on that passage. It's 40 years later. That was half a lifetime ago. Joshua is 80 now. Imagine that. And he's supposed to be the leader. All right, well, stop touching it. So he needed this word from the Lord and a reminder that the Lord will be with him and continue to speak to him. Joshua 1:1, it says, then the Lord spoke to Joshua. He'd only been speaking to Moses, and that's a powerful verse there. The Lord spoke to Joshua, the beginning of an incredible relationship, just as he spoke with Moses. Well, the other passage that Peg read, in Luke 10, Jesus sent out the 70 or 72, two by two, in pairs. He sent them as lambs amongst wolves. Wow. And he basically said, go on your way, you know, find people of peace, you know, wherever your foot treads, if I can throw that in there. Heal the sick, tell them the kingdom of God has come near, Luke 10:9. And down in verse 19, which we didn't read today, Jesus said, I've given you authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over the power of the devil. Nothing will injure you. Well, we need this courage as well. This word from the Lord to face the darkness that's all around, to overcome evil, to join God and to bring our world to Christ. We need courage for that. It's not just going to happen. And now is the time. God is calling us to step out in faith. He commissions us today. Be strong and courageous. Our promised land, if you will, is Christ. All that he offers, all that he promises. I mean, it's just, there's an abundance. People's dreams and the greatest fulfillments of their life, our life, things we can't even imagine, are all found in Christ and the promise. That's the promised land. We're to help people who are lost to experience and receive their spiritual inheritance, to be saved, delivered, set free from the power of sin, death, and the devil. You know, coming home to God, finding rest. Have we found that true rest in the Lord? Yes. Maybe it's not constant, but we've experienced it. All their dreams coming true and more. Well, back to Joshua. He was becoming the leader of a great nation. A nation with a history of grumbling, of stubbornness and rebellion, and that we know that continues. They're human. The Lord had let a disobedient generation die in the wilderness. You know, it's the next generation now. But still the Lord was calling Joshua to lead the nation whose name Israel means wrestles with God. You know, again, we're back to the wrestling with God. don't let go. Joshua had big sandals to fill. He'd already been mentored and commissioned by Moses. Joshua was following in the footsteps of the greatest leader of this nation. You can read about that at the end of Deuteronomy, right before Joshua 1. Incredible paragraph about Moses. Israel has been wandering in the wilderness, waiting for this moment for 40 years. Well, Israel's been waiting for this moment for generations, over 400 years of promises that God had told them he would fulfill something great for them. Joshua's call is to lead God's people into this promised land, the long-awaited fulfillment. All of God's promises, all their dreams and their hopes and dreams are just the other side of fear. It's the other side of the river, but it's just the other side of fear. The obstacles ahead loom large. It's not only a land filled with giant produce, the large grapes and produce that Joshua and Caleb brought back 40 years ago, but it's filled with giants. And they know how to fight. Their bodies are well-tuned for all the fighting that they're involved with. And God, who was able then, still is able today. We're all in need of strength and courage. And praise God, when the Lord calls us, he equips us. He empowers us. He gives us what we need. So will we step out in faith and obedience? The Lord is stretching us. You know, yesterday, the trunk or treat, that's a little bit of that. You know, we got to get outside, and people did come. But God wants to do greater things, just to stretch us a little further. Will we step out in faith? Not just pray for laborers. You know, the harvest is plentiful. I love that passage. Now more than ever throughout the world, the harvest has never been more plentiful. But who's going to go? So we don't just pray for laborers. We are the laborers too. Going right into the places God directs us to. So let's look at the three times that the Lord tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. It's the same word for us as well. The first time is on the basis of his promise. The Lord told him, be strong and courageous, verse 6, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. He promised it. The Lord had promised that land of Canaan to Abraham and his offspring by means of his covenant. We've talked about that. From generation to generation, the Lord has proven himself faithful. He keeps his word. Joshua can be strong and courageous based on the covenant. God's unfailing promise. And I had mentioned earlier back in Genesis 31, 23, God commissioned, you know, the Lord called Joshua to himself, I am commissioning you, right in front of Moses. He said, be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land I swore to them. There's the promise. Now, God's promise is for the land. You think about the land. They're all going to get a portion of land. And what's behind that? It's inheritance, but it means home, a place of residence. It's security. The verb form means to settle, to go in and occupy. It's theirs. It's there for you. Go in and occupy. And to Joshua, the Lord said in verse 3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you. Just as I spoke to Moses, it's yours. When we are obedient to our call, the results are already set. We just need to go forth and to watch the things that the Lord will do. Well, the second time the Lord speaks strength and courage to Joshua, the focus is on Torah, practicing God's law, verse 7 and 8. It's about the word of the Lord, our holy scriptures. Obeying all the law my servant Moses gave you, he says. That'll provide Joshua a tether that keeps his work in continuity with that of Moses. It puts Joshua in the proper posture of humility and submission to God's will. And because God's commands provide a reflection of God's character, it keeps Joshua close to God's heart. And that's where leaders need to be, close to God's heart to lead the people. And the third time he tells Joshua to be strong and courageous, it's on the basis of God's presence. I love that verse as Peg was reading that. I mean, didn't your heart just leap? Verse 9, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Ultimately, the success of Joshua's campaign and the welfare of God's people is dependent on the abiding and guiding presence of God. When the Lord goes with his people, they have all the reason in the world to be strong and courageous. Even when they cross river, even when they cross rugged terrain, even in battle, even in the face of giants, divine consolation, the presence of Almighty God. God's presence, that's what stands as the call to courage, to certainty. Be strong and courageous, for I am present with you, says the Lord. And what did Jesus say? Go on your way, two by two, speak peace, heal the sick, and say the kingdom of God has come near to you. Through them, God's presence. He sent them ahead to places he was going to be coming. What they found that was that his presence and authority was with them, and what the people they healed and spoke with found was the presence of Jesus. That's how it works. And they were overjoyed in their experience. And so many years later, it's the same God who again calls his people to his word and promises his presence. He is the one whose name, like Joshua, means the Lord saves. You know, but rather just saving people from physical harm, it's from something even worse, from our sins. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. Matthew 1:21, Joseph was told, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The perfect Lamb of God, he kept God's law perfectly, is the one who brings all of God's promises to fulfillment. Just as the Lord told Joshua, I will never leave you nor forsake you, Jesus again and again, I'm with you surely, even to the end of the age. Go and make disciples, baptize, teach them all that I've commanded you. We're going to go back a little bit. Many commentators believe that verses 7 and 8 are so key. They're the center of the passage, and they provide the theme for the entire book of Joshua, verses 7 and 8. It falls in between the Lord's first call to courage, God's promise, and the third call to courage, God's presence. The second call to courage is different. It's a command. The Lord tells Joshua, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Now, the Hebrew word for meditate there, it's haggah. It means literally to mutter. To mutter. Sorry about that. In Joshua's day, meditating on God's word meant kind of speaking it quietly under one's breath. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you are with me, God. You are with me. You are with me. They would mutter it to memorize it. You know, if we have God's word continually in our mouth like that or on our mind, it does, we remember it. and it softens our heart. It transforms the heart. It connects that 18 inches of the mind with the heart by the Spirit of God. And our brother Daryl Bishop, I don't know if he mutters the word daily, but he's in God's Word daily. He does other things, but every Thursday night, he has a passage of Scripture that he has memorized for the men. And it's amazing how God always connects it to the lesson and teaching that's going on. And he doesn't know, you know, what the plan is. He's just being obedient, and he brings God's Word. He meditates upon it. Secondly, in verse 7, the Lord tells Joshua, do not turn from the law to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Successful wherever you go. Verse 8, meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. The Hebrew word sekel is successful, but it can also be translated and is more often translated with the words prudent or wise. You will be wise, not just successful. You will be wise. You will be prudent. Knowing and obeying God's word will cause Joshua and us, too, to be successful because it makes us wise. Discerning. We need that discernment. I'll close with this. In C.S. Lewis's Voyage of the Dawn Treader, anybody ever read that maybe some time ago? There's a scene where Lucy and her friends they set sail toward what appears to be an island. They're on a ship. But they discover it's not an island at all. It's darkness. It's just darkness. The crew made a foolhardy decision to enter into the darkness, only to discover that within the utter darkness is a place where dreams, the kind of dreams that are really nightmares, they come true. So they turn the ship to sail out, but already they begin to hear from the darkness the sounds of horrible things they most fear. And then C.S. Lewis writes this. Lucy leaned her head on the edge of the fighting top and whispered, Aslan, Aslan, if ever you loved us at all, send us help now. The darkness did not grow any less, but she began to feel a very, very little better. Then Lucy saw something approach, an albatross. It circled the ship and then it perched. It called out in a strong, sweet voice what seemed to be words, though no one understood them. After that, it spread its wings and rose and began to fly slowly ahead, you know, bearing a little to starboard. Drinian steered after it, not doubting that it offered good guidance. But no one except Lucy knew that as it circled the mast, it had whispered to her, courage, dear heart. Courage, dear heart. And the voice she felt sure was Aslan's. And with the voice, a delicious smell breathed in her face. You gotta love his writing. Lucy found courage and strength in this whispered voice. Joshua found it in God's words to him. And through his living word, the same God still speaks and gives courage, strength, and wisdom right into our lives. Let us receive our commissioning. Let us step out in faith to go and make disciples. Every place your foot treads, the Lord has given to you. There's already a harvest there. Let's just be obedient and spread God's good news and his love. Find people of peace. They're ready. The harvest is plentiful. People are coming to faith, many even being healed like never before, all around us, not far. Batavia, New York, there was a huge crusade there. 1,000 or so came to faith and many healings. And there's more stories like that. But heal the sick and say the kingdom of God has come near. Do not be afraid. Has he not told us? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. And let us go and then watch all that the Lord has promised to come to pass. It's happening, and more is about ready to happen. Just watch. Amen.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we are so grateful that you are definitely in our lives. Our gifts to you reflect this, that we can assist in any way. We know you don't need us, but we also know we are yours, and what you have given to us is yours. So as we consider that and give our gifts this day, may a blessing come upon each and every one as they consider what is appropriate to give. You are such a blessing to us, Lord. Help us be faithful in that to you and your kingdom. As we sing our doxology, we will rise and sing and then sing our hymn and then come forward for the giving. In Jesus' name, amen.
now receive the benediction and our commissioning. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to proclaim the good news to the poor and release to the captives. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind, freedom for the prisoners, the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, and comfort for all who mourn. Be strong and courageous. Amen.